You're listening to CFMU 93.3 FM in Hamilton. My name is Berislav Sabolic, and this is No Hope, No Fear, short stories about Yugoslav music.
Žena je daleko i ne mari. Za moj život, tužan život taj.
Welcome to No Hope, No Fear, radio show dedicated to the music from Yugoslavia, post-Yugoslav countries, and Yugoslav diaspora. I'm your host, Berislav Sabolic, and in the next 60 minutes, we're going to be listening to the music from that country. And I have a special themed episode tonight. We're going to be listening only to one album. This evening's episode of No Hope, No Fear is dedicated to the debut album by Zagreb-based band Drugi Način. The eponymous record, released in 1975, was commercially successful and catapulted Drugi Način into the upper echelons of the developing Yugoslav rock scene. In the years that followed, it became a quintessential Yugoslav rock classic, prompting numerous reprints, re-releases, and bootlegs. My initial reason for dedicating an episode of this classic record was its 50th birthday, coming up in a couple of months. Unfortunately, as it turns out, it will also be an homage to Halil Mekic, nicknamed Sauce, the founding member and the original guitar player of the band, who passed away on January 10, 2025. His family originates from Montenegro, but since his father was in military, he was born and grew up in Zagreb. Mekić started his music career in 1968 as a guitar player in local bands Mauritius and Zlatni Akordi. In 1972, he formed Novi Akordi, a band that quickly transformed into Drugi Način. With the new band, he recorded one album and a single. The band split up by the end of 1976, so Mekić and another member of Drugi Način, Ismet Kurtović, formed a short-lived offshoot band Nepoćin, which released only one album, Svijet po kojem gazim. After Nepoćin split up, Mekić left the music scene, joining his old bandmates on stage only for special occasions. He passed away in Zagreb as a result of serious illness, not making it to the concert planned for the 50th anniversary of Drugi Način's famed debut album. As I always do in such occasions, I will let the music tell the story, giving you just enough information to understand the context. The record we are listening to today is a conceptual album, so I will play all six songs one by one in the order of the vinyl. Thus, at the beginning of the show, we listen to Opet, again, the first track on the album. It was originally recorded by Novi Akordi and released as a single for Jugoton in 1973. As Novi Akordi changed name to Drugi Način, Opet was recorded again to open the debut album. It is the shortest and fastest track on the album, starting with a dirty garage rock sounding guitar riff and ending with the full Drugi Način signature sound. Classic rock lineup, including guitar, bass and drums, plus two flutes. This unorthodox lineup prompted the comparison with Jethro Tull, but in Opet we also hear influences of Deep Purple and Wishbone Ash, bands that were hugely popular at that time. I do not think that Drugi Način ever shied away from showing off their influences, as they were sufficiently unique and inventive in their approach to rock music to develop their own style, especially in the context of the Yugoslav rock scene at the time. That is the reason they named themselves Drugi Način, which means the other way or the other approach. They strive to approach rock music in a different way, being it a lineup, sound, records, visual identity, or even the approach to topics they dealt with in their songs and albums. I will expand on this further in the show, as it is now time to play track number two, Carstvo Samoće, Empire of Solitude, another shorter and faster track on the album.
Noćima ne spavam, gledam u mrak, svjetlosti tražim i najmanji trag. Djevojka kraj mene kao da nije tu, ne osjećam ništa, baš ništa za nju. O svemu, o sebi, o njoj, o carstvu samoće, u ljubavi toj. Sadašnjost i prošlost vode nas ka tu, budućnost se gubi u nejasnom snu. se ne čuje povoljan sud, nikom nije draga ta njezina čud. Nema povjerenja u meni za nju, budućnost nas čeka u srušenom snu.
The origins of Drugi način can be traced back to the end of 1960s, more precisely to the Zagreb-based beat group Zlatni Akordi, Golden Chords. Zlatni Akordi were primarily a house band of the dance venue at the University of Zagreb Student Center, active from early 60s to late 70s. A great number of important artists from Zagreb's music scene passed through this band over the years. Amongst them were bass player Slavko Poldrugac and drummer Boris Turina. They formed a group named Novi Akordi, New Chords, in 1972 and published two hard rock singles before changing name to Drugi Način. First single came out in 1972 for Discos and the second one in 1973 for Jugoton. The official date of name change to Drugi Način is October 12, 1974. On that day, the members of the band voted on the new name in the bar named Kaptolske Kleti. Following the footsteps of Zlatni Akordi, Novi Akordi and later Drugi Način became a house band in the summer camp in Dalmatian seaside town of Trpanj. They spent many summers there, enjoying the beach during days, performing live for the youth in the evenings, earning some cash and most importantly gaining musical experience while building up their repertoire. They mainly played rock standards, gradually upgrading the set list with their own originally composed songs. In addition to their seaside summer gig, they also regularly performed live music at clubs in Zagreb. With numerous live performances under the belt and a good number of original songs, Drugi Način was ready to record a debut album. Staying true to their name, they chose the alternative to signing contract with the record label first and then recording the album on label studio time. Instead, the band has decided to record the album on their own dime and then offer the final product to the publishers. There was a good reason for this approach. In the early 1970s, Yugoslav music industry did not fully understand the commercial potential of rock music. Consequently, rock bands were given limited, often insufficient number of studio hours to record their albums and singles, almost always with producers and engineers who did not understand the workings of this new-to-them music genre. Results were poorly recorded records published in limited runs. Belgrade's Pop Machina and their debut album Kiselina would be a good example of this kind of mistreatment by the record label. Recording on their own was a financial risk for the band, but it also offered tighter control over the recording process and the outcome. An opportunity to get closer to the debut album came in the form of conversation with Miro Benz, Slovenian sound engineer and owner of the Studio Academic, who approached them following the band's successful concert in Ljubljana. Benz told them that they should record their material and that they should record it in his studio. Located in Ljubljana, Academic was a state-of-the-art 16-channel studio, one of the few privately owned in Yugoslavia. Major record labels like Jugoton and PGP RTB would send their more demanding artists to record in Academic as a less expensive yet good quality alternative to studios in UK and West Germany. At the time the conversation took place, rock bands as Time, September and Bielo Dugme have already recorded in Bev's studio. To be able to pay the studio time, Drugi Način increased the number of live performances, putting money aside. At the end, Mekic sold one of his amplifiers to put together the final sum required for recording. Armed with money, ready to record music material, performing skills and confidence gained through numerous live performances, the band went to Academic Studio. 22 hours later, Drugi Način's debut album was recorded. The lineup that recorded it was Branko Požgajec, vocals, keyboards, flute, Halil Mekić, guitar, Željko Mikulčić, bass, Ismet Kurtović, vocals, guitars, flute, Boris Turina, drums. We will now listen to third and final track on the A side of the record. Na mom dlanu, on the palm of my hand. This 11 and a half minutes long track is the band's final homage to musical influences and impressive showcase of their musical skills. It finishes with the sound of rain recorded in Ljubljana by record sound engineer Miroslav Belc.
Oh, zraka. U zraku samo rijeka. U zraku samo rijeka. U zraku samo.
You're listening to CFMU and this is No Hope, No Fear, radio show dedicated to the music from the Yugoslavia, post-Yugoslav countries and Yugoslav diaspora. Tonight we are spending whole hour listening to the debut album by Zagreb-based band Drugi Način, which came out 50 years ago in 1975. And this is also an homage to the guitar player of the band, Halil Mekic Sos, who has passed away last week. So there are two reasons to play this record. Let's go now back to the album itself. We just finished listening to the side A and we came to the point in the story where the band has recorded the album. Staying true to their name and approach to music, the band did not want to compromise on any aspect of the release. The record was envisioned as a concept album. Boris Turina, the drummer of the band, developed the concept which dealt with the theme of solitude and loneliness, as well as absence of human contact, miscommunication, or lack of it. This topic was explored on the internal and interpersonal level with attempt to give a positive spin on the topic. The order of track was arranged so the titles of the songs would form sentences when put together. So on the side A we have Opet Tarstvo Samoče na mom dlanu, there is again at the Empire of Solitude on the palm of my hand, and songs on the side B formed another sentence, Lile su kiše na žuti listi stari grad, rains were pouring on the yellow leaf and the old town. The visual representation of the album was deemed especially important, so the band had it fully developed and prepared before reaching out to publishers. Although it was a single vinyl album, the record was to be packaged into the full-color, richly illustrated gatefold sleeve. With help of his friend, designer and photographer Daniel Popovic, Turinap has put together a stunning record cover with carefully selected visuals, photographs and text supporting the concept of the album. Now, with the full package in their hands, Drugi Način started searching for the publisher. The record was first offered to Zagreb's Jugoton, the largest record company in Yugoslavia. Jugoton rejected the offer, doubting the commercial potential of the record. Next stop was Suzy Records, another publisher from Zagreb, albeit much smaller than Jugoton. Suzy was interested in the publishing of the record, but it was not happy with the cover, finding it too expensive for the debut album. This was a showstopper for the band, so Suzy Records was out of picture as well. Exhausting the local options, Drugi Način had to reach out to publishers outside of their hometown. First on the list was Belgrade's PGP RTB, the second largest record label in Yugoslavia. Turina managed to reach the director of the company under the false pretext that he is a university student who wanted an opinion on his graduation work. The director looked at the record cover and he liked it, so he asked his team to give the recording a listen. The people at PGP RTB were happy with what they heard, and the album was given green light for publishing. As it usually happens with a young, emerging artist, Drugi Način did not get much of a deal in financial terms. A bit of cash at the time of a contract signing and about 2,000 copies of the records to sell at their concerts. They did not, however, get the percentage of record sales, which would significantly increase the pay. I do not think that Turina and his bandmates were too upset about the financial side of the project. They achieved their initial goal and released the records the way they intended it to sound and to look. To surprise of many, but not to members of Drugi Način, the record was commercial success. It quickly reached silver and a golden record certification, prompting more than a dozen repressing and cassette versions. In decades that followed, several CD versions were added, as well as many vinyl bootlegs. Moving now to the B-side of the record, we will listen to Lile su kiše, Rains Were Pouring, a point in the album where we find fully developed Drugi Način sound. Guitar distortion is minimized while the flutes and multi-vocal singing is brought to the center. The track begins with the sound of rain, which intensifies the melancholic atmosphere of the track. Lile su kiše is followed by a 6 minutes long instrumental jamming track Žuti list, Yellow Leaf, which showcases band's musical virtuosity and further develops the sound picture developed in the track B1. Here are the first two tracks on the B side, so Lile su kiše, Rains Were Pouring, and also Žuti list, Yellow Leaf.
Krovove grada nikad samo svjetla nema i onda si znala šaputati dugo bez kraja. Thank you.
93.3 CFMU and Lou Molinaro present Celebrating the Casbah. Casbah is a venue that hosted a myriad of shows and supported emerging diverse artists, and unfortunately it is closing down soon. But we decided to throw a memorable experience for all of y'all, featuring Lee Reed, Crime One, Capital, and Peer Review, happening in the Great Casbah, 306 King Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2025. Doors open at 7 p.m. of the day. Early bird tickets are $12 and door tickets are $15. Early bird tickets are currently available on Eventbrite by searching, quote, CFMU Celebrates the Casbah, end quote. Once again, 7 p.m. on Thursday, 23rd of January, 2025, in Casbah. CFMU and Lou Molinaro present Celebrating the Casbah. See you all there, 93.3 CFMU.
We are back in studio here at CFMU. And before I conclude the story of Drugi Način and their debut album, I would like to read you a public service announcement. So here we go. And the PSA for today is 6 p.m. on January 26th at the Staircase, Sergeant Hammer's Vinyl Appreciation Club. Join this book club for records. Each month you share your favorite records. January's theme is Albums for Toasty Winter Vibes. Each registration brings one or two albums, has 10 to 15 minutes to share it, and then gets to chat with everyone about it. Make sure you register ahead of time on Eventbrite. So we have come to the final track of the Drugi Način's debut album. And this final track, entitled Stari Grad, the Old City, is arguably the most beloved song on the album. It is also the song with the most interesting background story. The 13 minutes long track starts with the recital by Boris Turina. Do you remember the day we met at the old town, surrounded by the dilapidated walls of the cathedral, illuminated by the glow of candles, connected by music? I am here again. I listen to Bach again. Where are you? This spoken word segment was not part of the original recording. It was added later to address concern by the Commission for Broadcast Standards, which deemed the lyrics of the song to be too religious and as such not suitable for radio broadcast. According to the Yugoslav law, each musical recording had to be approved for public broadcast by the Commission for the Broadcast Standards. Record labels and or artists were required to submit each piece of music work for review to get the approval for the broadcast. Drugi Način, following the procedure, submitted the album to Commission and, to much of their surprise, received rejection. The lyrics of Stari Grad, written by Bosnian poet Gojko Bjelac, he also wrote lyrics for Lile Sukiše, were seen as religious propaganda. The commission had a good reason for their decision. The text was ambiguous at best, describing a meeting at the cathedral and what can be described as a spiritual experience induced by the music and the ambience of the religious object. As the band did not know how to resolve this problem, a member of the commission suggested they add a spoken word part at the beginning of the song, indicating that the reason for the meeting at the cathedral was not of religious nature, but to listen to Bach's music. Turina recorded the intro on Stari Grad, received the broadcast approval. The rest is history. According to some accounts, Gojko Bjelac, the author of the original lyrics, was not happy about the intervention, but the spoken introduction gave another layer to the song and at the end helped make it a timeless Yugoslav classic it is today. So here we are and listening to the final song on the album, song Stari Grad.
Sjećaš li se dana kada smo se sreli na starom gradu, okruženi oronulim zidovima katedrale, obasjani sjajem svijeća, povezani muzikom? Opet sam ovdje. Opet slušam Baha. Gdje si ti?
Da svratiš opet na stari grad. kažem tak. Kad svratiš opet na stari grad, da li je trebalo da kažem tak. Kad svratiš opet na stari grad, sreće i sjećanja, plamen svijeća, zvona zvuk, zvona zvuk, zvona zvuk.
listening to CFMU, and this is No Hope, No Fear. We have come to the final 10 minutes of tonight's episode, and we have concluded the listening to the album Drugi Način, debut album of this Zagreb-based band, celebrating 50th birthday of this album, which came out in 1975. Listening to this record today, half a century later, I can conclude that it has aged well. Some of the elements that might have been irritating at the time of release, for instance, Deep Purple influences reflected in the Ian Gillan's like screams by lead singer Ismet Kurtović, can now be seen as a part of the record's charm. It is not hard to notice the excellent guitar work, beautiful flute parts and multi-vocal singing, as well as inventive bass lines. The lyrics are still intriguing and the music invites you to return the needle to the beginning of the record and play the record again and again. The cover remains visually pleasing and one can feel the overall ambition of the project despite the decade that has passed since the original release. Judging from my Canadian viewpoint, I feel that the post-Yugoslav rock critics and journalists do not give this record the recognition it deserves. On the other side, numerous re-releases and bootlegs indicate that there is still a lot of interest and love for Drugi Način's debut. I have discovered the charm of this record listening to the 2021 re-release by Croatian record label Skardona, which licensed the record from original publisher PGP RTB. I hope you have enjoyed tonight's episode of No Hope, No Fear and Drugi Način's debut record. I would like to acknowledge the sources of the information I have shared with you tonight. I used articles from Jukebox magazine number 5 and 15, which came out in January and August of 1975, XU Rock Encyclopedia, its 5th edition from 2024 by Petar Janjatović, Siniša Škarica's book Tvornica glazbe 2 Priča iz Dubrave, which came out in 2019. Most of all, I would like to thank Serbian rock musician and journalist Goran Živanović, whose articles in Telegram magazine and Facebook messages greatly contributed to my understanding of the topic. We have about 4 minutes left, and since the album only clocks 36 minutes, I was hoping to be close to the end, but I still have a little bit of time, which I'm going to use to give you, let's say, bonus track. I'm going to play you this single, which band recorded in the same studio in the same year, 1975, following the album's release. And it's called Drugi Put, Dugi Put, A Long Journey. The thing about this record and the reason I'm playing it is, first, it kind of concludes the theme of the album, the theme of solitude and loneliness. The theme of this single concludes that thematic. And also, this is the last single that the band released in the lineup that has also recorded the first record. So it's kind of end of the band. What happens later with the band is completely different story, but that's something we might discuss sometime in the next shows. Until then, have a good night, have a good week, and stay tuned to CFMU. I'll be here again next Sunday for more music from the former Yugoslavia, post-Yugoslav countries and Yugoslav diaspora. And we will continue with our Sunday's evening programming. We have new episodes of Sounds from the Korean Underground, Octopus Army and Niche Album Nights following shortly. Good night. Bye.
neće bolj.